More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Rewriting the stars. I don't even know how to write the stars, Nikki, let alone rewrite the stars.
No, is it like your star sign?
Possibly.
Because I could do that.
Maybe.
This morning, you should eat more bacon.
Are you sure you haven't left the iron on? To be honest with you, I used to write them.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't tell everyone that. The magic is lost.
I don't do it now, but at another cheaper radio station that I worked at, can you believe there actually were cheaper radio stations that I worked for? They actually said, okay, we need to do stars, but we're not paying for them, so you write them, we'll get them voiced. So I took turns.
That's naughty. Now everyone knows the secrets of the biz.
I can't say that everybody does that. I just know other places that I work for them.
Speaking of leaving the iron on, though, in the middle of the night,
what I put in there.
Yeah,
Pisces,
you leave the iron.
Are you sure you turned off the iron?
That's terrible. But in the middle of the night last night, 2 o'clock, I suddenly had some feeling that I'd left the garage door up. Just randomly. Just woke up in the middle of nowhere and it wasn't up. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, just went out to check because I had the dog go out.
Oh, you worried the dog
and was like, oh my
randomly
God, the dog
visiting friends down the street?
Because I'm not going to lie, we have had an issue with the dog on the front lawn.
Can I just say, you also seem to have other friendly dogs in your street.
We do.
You're saying your dog gets
visitors. We have quite a few. Yeah, a couple of houses down. They come down and knock on the door and ask to play with Odie.
And this is...
Is Odie home?
You say that, like, there's no people involved.
No, it's just a doggy play date.
A dog from down the street comes down, knocks on the door.
Yep, let Odie out and they have a play in our backyard, their backyard, on the front lawn. And then when it's over, I'm like, come on, mate. And then he comes.
I think it's hilarious.
It's great. I love it, but some people don't.
Are they going out?
I think they might be.
There might be a thing.
It's his
happening.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, clearly.
Odie's got a girlfriend.
Well, there you go. I'm fascinated by all of that. Okay.
Nikki and Zamello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay, prepare to be rocked to your core, Nikki.
I'm prepared.
Why don't I feel like you actually are? You've rolled your eyes.
That was me preparing. There we go. Done.
Okay. Good. As long as I got your attention. It turns out there's really no such thing as spaghetti bolognese.
What?
According to Virginia Morallo, the mayor of Bologna, who claims the popular pasta dish is fake news. What he means, basically, I think, is...
Don't start using Donald Trump terms.
Spaghetti bolognese isn't what we think it is.
Okay.
Like, you think it...
It is real. It's not like when you're eating spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah,
you're not.
You're just eating imaginary stuff. No. Speaking on Italian radio, I said, spaghetti bolognese doesn't actually... Do you want me to do the accent? Doesn't actually exist, yet it's famous the world over.
Oh, my God.
Turns out the sauce didn't originate in his city, is the point. So
right.
Bologna, bolognese, that's not the story.
So where did it come from, do we know?
Well, that's another whole other thing. You said, we prefer the world to know that Bologna invented tagliatelle, tortellini, and lasagna.
Oh, beautiful.
Which, like, they're all good ones. Why wouldn't you take credit for
those?
Isn't,
I'm just thinking the lasagna, the base for lasagna.
Right.
Isn't that bolognese? You know what
well,
I mean?
There's that a ragout sauce and there's also the Neapolitan sauce. They're kind of the bolognese is kind of a combination of the two. Apparently, it's not really an authentic Italian sauce.
Yeah,
ish sort of is. Listen, I look Italian, but I'm not, so I'm probably not the best person to ask here. But apparently, he's collecting photos of bolognese from around the world to put in an exhibit in the city's food theme park.
Why would you if you didn't make it?
Because he's making it like this is we're famous for something that doesn't exist. So no doubt he'll put it up next to other things that don't actually exist, like millennials who can spell, right?
Excuse me?
Or radio people that can do long division.
That's true.
Now, the official dates, they plan it around a weekend, but the official dates run from tomorrow through to Sunday.
Okay.
So if you want to get involved.
You can do it year-round, though, can't you?
Well, you can. They're saying you're welcome to find a time that suits you, but the official dates kick off tomorrow for the World Greatest Crime, you know what I'm saying?
Are you going in this year?
I shave for other purposes.
You could do your eyebrows.
I'll shave my
ear hairs.
What about that?
Nose hairs.
Thanks a lot. Don't look at me, I'm hideous.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Parkinson.
Oh, a round of applause. Love it. Now, just weeks after the passing of Luke Perry, and another 90210 star has died. This time, longtime soapy star Jed Allen. Allen's son Rick broke the news to social media earlier this week, writing, "So sorry to post the very sad news of my father's passing tonight. He died peacefully and was surrounded by his family and loved so much by us and so many others." Allen had appeared in many American soapies, including Days of Our Lives, Santa Barbara, and Beverly Hills 90210, and was 84 years old. Now, Whoopi Goldberg has revealed that she's battling back after nearly dying from pneumonia and septic shock. She revealed the news via a statement taped in her home, airing on The View over the weekend.
"Hey, yes, it's me. I am here. I am up and moving around, not as fast as I'd like to be, but I am okay. I'm not dead. So here's what happened. I had pneumonia, and I was septic. Pneumonia in both lungs, which meant there was fluid, there was all kinds of stuff going on. And yes, I came very, very close to leaving the earth. Good news, I didn't."
Wow.
Good on her. I hope she fights back and is healthy soon. Now, one of the biggest movies of the past year looks set for a sequel, with music video collaborator and band members of Queen heavily discussing the idea of a Bohemian Rhapsody sequel.
"Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo.
Galileo.
Galileo. Galileo.
Magnifico."
That's right. One of Queen's most frequent music video collaborators, right, Rudy Dolezal, claims the band is hard at work lining up a sequel to the Oscar-winning Bohemian Rhapsody.
What would they call it?
Bohemian Rhapsody 2.
Actually, yeah, that's probably fair.
Maybe another song title, I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's being heavily discussed in the Queen family, he said. "I'm sure Queen's manager Jim Beach plans a sequel that starts with Live Aid." So picks up exactly where the other movie ended. Guitarist Brian May had likewise said in December, "Who knows, there might be a sequel." So there you go. Looks pretty much certain there'll be another one on the way.
I reckon, just quietly, now we all know there's definitely going to be a sequel.
Look out for it.